I went around a really big tree all covered in moss, and there was Winn-Dixie. He was eating something right out of the witch's hand.
"This dog sure likes peanut butter," she said.
She was old with crinkly brown skin, and she didn't have any teeth. But she didn't look like a witch. She looked nice, and Winn-Dixie liked her. I could tell. "I'm sorry he got in your garden," I said.
"You ain't got to be sorry. I enjoy a little company."
"My name's Opal," I told her.
"My name's Gloria Dump," she said. "Ain't that a terrible last name, Dump?"
"My last name's Baloney. Sometimes the kids at school back home in Watley called me lunch meat."
"What about this dog? What you call him?"
"Winn-Dixie," I said. Winn-Dixie tried smiling, but it was hard with his mouth full of peanut butter.
"I was just fixing myself a peanut butter sandwich," she said. "You want one too?"
"Yes, please."
"Go on and sit down," she said.
I sat down, and Gloria Dump made me a peanut butter sandwich on white bread. When she was done, she said to me,
"You know, my eyes ain't good at all. I can't see nothing but the general shape of things, so I got to rely on the heart. Why don't you go on and tell me everything about yourself, so I can see you with my heart?"
And because Winn-Dixie was looking up at her like she was the best thing he had ever seen, and because I had been waiting for a long time to tell some person everything about me, I did.